Kentucky and West Virginia are among the states with the highest emissions of carbon dioxide per person. They also help to block the federal government's most ambitious effort to fight climate change. Now, an analysis from the Center for Public Integrity finds that those two states were among the ones most often hit by natural disasters over the past decade. Scientists warn that a warming climate makes extreme weather and disasters, such as flash flooding, more likely. Reporter Sydney Bowles takes us to Pike County in Kentucky's coal country, where vulnerable communities have suffered repeated flooding. It's a place where coal politics, climate policy, and catastrophe all connect.
Janie Cottle was on vacation when a flood destroyed her livelihood. She raced home from Tennessee, stopping only to buy rain boots.
The water was still so big, there was no road to walk on, so we had to go through the mountains.
Cottle's hair salon, her source of income, was completely destroyed. She turned to the Small Business Administration to help rebuild.
So I ended up borrowing $90,000, and I've got a payment now till I'm 92.
Doug Tackett is the emergency manager for Pike County. He was working that summer night in 2010 when Janie Cottle lost her salon. Emergency responders couldn't safely venture into the holler, Tackett said. They had to wait as water carried houses and cars away.
There was no way to get in Harless's Creek. You couldn't get in for the water.
As much as 7 inches of rain fell that night. More than 100 people lost property. In a rural county where more than a quarter of residents live in poverty, it was an especially heavy loss. Sadly, it's become a recurring event. From 2009 to 2018, Pike County saw 8 federal disaster declarations, and all of them included flooding. Along with other officials in Pike County, Tackett is doing a lot to prepare for the next flood.
There's mitigation projects where they've done buyouts. There's mitigation projects where they've elevated homes.
Climate scientists say a warming atmosphere is adding to the threat.
Kentucky has seen overall an increase in heavy rain.
Ken Kunkel is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says extreme rainfall events are already more common in eastern Kentucky and will likely become even more frequent as the climate warms.
Most of the time you can make stronger statements about just average conditions, but in this case we can make a stronger statement about the extremes.
And extreme rainfall events are more likely to cause floods. Kentucky is beginning to account for the effects of climate change in its emergency planning, but even as some officials prepare for climate change, the state is doing very little to prevent it.
Well, I've been proud to lead the fight ending the regulatory war on coal.
That's Kentucky's senior senator, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, speaking in front of the Senate this October. McConnell didn't respond to a request for comment on this story, but he's been a vocal proponent of the coal industry. And that's understandable. Coal is still a major force in Kentucky, and the industry holds a lot of political power. Elected officials in Kentucky and West Virginia, both coal states, fought a major climate change rule that could have hurt the fossil fuel industry. Those states were also among those most often hit by natural disasters in the last decade, generally powerful storms, the kind Ken Kunkel says are likely to get worse as climate change progresses. Since 2009, those two states combined have received a little more than $860 million in federal taxpayer money to clean up after disasters and prepare for future hits. Kentucky and West Virginia are among 4 states frequently struck by disasters in the last decade that collectively got nearly $2 billion. The other 2 states are Nebraska and Oklahoma. Those numbers account for 2 major FEMA funding streams that make up a big part of federal disaster aid.
It is fascinating to me. We know that the people that are going to be most impacted directly by climate change are going to be the people who are most vulnerable economically.
That's Michael Hendricks, a professor of public health at Indiana University Bloomington. He spent much of his career studying the health impacts of strip mining in Appalachia, and he said, in general, the states that have not taken climate change seriously tend to be in the Southeast.
They tend to be oppositional to climate change information, which is disturbing to me, and because they're the ones who are really going to be hit the most by it.
Changes to the land can make mountain communities particularly vulnerable. Here's Janie Cottle's sister, Judy Casolino.
I know that coal mining had a whole lot to do with what happened up here.
Some of the mines above Harless Creek hadn't been properly reclaimed. One mine had been allowed to operate for 18 months without the proper permits. The state denies those mines had any off-site impacts, but both the state and the coal companies settled with the residents in court. And a hydrology study paid for by the Harless Creek residents as part of that court battle found that improper reclamation increased by nearly half the amount of water that flooded the holler. Some residents of Harless Creek moved away after that flood, but Janie Cottle still lives beside the little stream. She reopened her salon, and this time she built it 4 blocks higher off the ground. For his part, Doug Tackett isn't sure he believes in climate change, but he does believe in floods.
Well, we've had people that have had their homes washed away, not just once, but maybe twice in a particular flood event. And they will go right back and rebuild again because that's their land, that's all they've got. And they don't want to go anywhere else.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Pike County, Kentucky.
This story is the first in a series about the insufficient protections for vulnerable people as natural disasters worsen in a warming climate. The Center for Public Integrity and 4Partners, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, High Country News, Ohio Valley Resource, and State Impact Oklahoma are contributing stories.